The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for me to tell you something important. You see, Eric Metaxas was born with a weak chin. In fact, it was so weak that doctors didn't think it would survive past childhood. But thanks to the magic of prosthetics, Eric had a state-of-the-art chin implant installed, and now he's right as rain. Here he is, the Jay Leno of radio, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in. Folks, before I tell you about my exciting guest for the hour, I just have to tell you two quick things. First of all, last night I was on Tucker Carlson. The segment was about 6 minutes long in which I was able to speak, which is an eternity. It's unbelievable. My genius was undiluted by any other panelists or anything like that. And so if you haven't seen it, it was actually, in all seriousness, a very serious subject. But that was last night on Tucker Carlson. You can look it up, or it's on Twitter or on my Facebook page. Tonight, Fox Nation, I think it's at 6 p.m. Eastern or 7, will air my appearance with Tom Shalhoub. It's a quiz show, one of the most fun things I've ever done. That's on Fox Nation tonight with Tom Shalhoub. As you know, it's Milo Yiannopoulos week on the Eric Metaxas Show. In hour two, I'll be speaking with Milo Yiannopoulos. In hour one, I'm speaking with another friend, a very dear friend, someone I can hardly believe is in the studio with me right now. Look, he's right here. Michael Youssef, welcome to the program.
Wonderful.
Michael, I sort of can't believe you're here. Usually when I see you, I'm in Atlanta.
That's right.
Thank you for coming to our city.
Thank you.
We have a lot of important things to talk about.
Yes, sir.
Okay, first of all, you have a new book out called The Third Jihad.
Right.
Overcoming Radical Islam's Plan for the West.
Yeah.
I've read the book. I know the book. I've even interviewed you on the book on a separate program.
Right.
But what I want to talk to you about, first of all, is the subject of the book, The Third Jihad. I hope people will get a copy of the book.
Yes.
But also I want to talk to you about what has happened since I interviewed you on your show.
Right.
About this book, because this is something, when you send me the emails,
right,
I almost couldn't believe it. I read this about other people. Yep. My name has never been included. And the names of friends of mine, like your name,
yeah,
it's never come this close to home.
Exactly.
Very chilling, yeah, stuff. So please tell my audience what I'm referring to.
The television program that we syndicate all over the world, first of all, two Australian channels, secular channels, refused to air it. The program with you and
you mean normally they carry your program?
Oh yeah, they carry a program. We paid for it, and they said, "Please give us one of the old sermons because we're not going to air this one. We don't want to talk about militant Islam." Then TBN UK aired it, and ever since, the British government went back with a fine tooth comb trying to find something that we said that they disagree with.
That you or I said, because exactly. It was our conversation. Okay.
Exactly.
First of all, let me say kudos to TBN UK
absolutely.
For having the courage.
Yes.
Although I'm not surprised, I expect it of TBN.
Yes.
But they aired our conversation. Now, because yeah. I was part of the conversation, I remember the conversation, yeah. and I remember that there wasn't anything that we said
right.
that was wrong,
no.
that was hateful. I mean, I know that. I would remember if I, yeah. if I dared to
sure.
say something like that, and I certainly would remember if you had said it since
yeah.
I was interviewing you. But you're telling me, now, who in the British government did this?
It's the Government Office of Communication that they watchdog over anything that's broadcast. And they're watching Christian programmings. They don't watch Islamic programmings or try to stop those. And they have radio stations totally owned by Muslims and Islamists that they never do anything because they're fearful. But they pick on Christians. So, for example, we said some things on the program about indicated somebody said or somebody did or this is a. They said, give us evidence. So what we did, we compiled evidence. For example, we said that the Labour Party has been infiltrated by Islamists. And they said, what evidence do you have for that? So what we did, we sent them articles where members of the British Labour Party saying, my party has been invaded by Islamists. I mean, we gave them all the evidence, said, okay. We went back and looked at the interview and watched again, and you and Mr. Metaxas talked about the European Human Rights Court that outlawed any blasphemy against the Prophet of Islam. And so we got all the research, and we showed them the report, when the decision was handed down and who was involved, and we just gave all the details. They're trying to nitpick at something that is strictly Christian. And we said, in the program, you remember, how many times we said, we love the Muslim people. I have friends who are dear Muslims, heads of states, cabinet ministers in the Arab world. They're all my friends. I go and visit them all the time. And but that kind of, yeah, we saw that, but and it's really very
so this is, let's say it, this is chilling.
Absolutely.
And the reason, I have to say, because I've never been the subject of anything like this. It was the first time I was able to experience it firsthand, and it was, in fact,
yeah.
chilling to read my name
yeah.
in an official capacity and to read official documents from the British government that were intended to intimidate
yeah.
and to threaten. And
yeah.
when I read my name, part of me was frightened and part of me laughed.
Yeah.
And I thought, this
sure.
is hilarious because
yeah.
I had a wonderful conversation with you. I have Muslim friends. You have Muslim friends,
yeah.
and we're having a conversation. But the British government is so in bed
yes.
with what I would call radical Islam
yes.
that they are watchdogs
yeah.
for radical
yes.
Islam
exactly.
and against anything that would stand against that. And, of
yeah.
course, a robust Christianity must stand against that.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to get you into trouble. That's the problem. Anybody gets associated with me, gets into trouble.
I'm honored. And actually, Michael, it's why I wanted to have you back on the show. I said, when you sent me these documents,
right.
you know, my eyes popped out, and I said, we need to talk about this on my program.
Absolutely.
Because this is just crazy. In other words, it's one thing when it happens to someone else,
yeah.
but when it happens to me, I have a perspective on it that obviously I've never had before. I remember our conversation. People can watch the conversation.
Exactly.
Now, how can they watch the conversation? Where can they go? Is it on your...
LTW.org.
LTW, Leading the Way Ministries.
Leading the Way.
LTW.org. If anybody wants to watch the conversation
yeah.
that I had with this hateful man, and I was also very hateful, and I'm glad that we have oversight in England because they need to prevent this kind of hateful, hateful speech.
Yeah.
So people can watch it. But I remember the conversation with you, and I remember thinking, this is one of the most important conversations
yeah.
I've ever had.
Sure.
Because I know that you have the credentials. I don't. You have the credentials to understand this from the inside out.
Right.
I want to talk about that a little bit, Michael, because there are many people listening to this or watching this who maybe don't know you.
Yes.
So let's give a little bit of your background. You were born where?
I was born in Egypt in a Christian community.
Okay.
That goes back to the first century.
All right. So you are a lifelong Egyptian and a lifelong Christian.
Right.
You've spent part of your life in Australia.
Right, in the 70s.
You picked up a wife in Australia.
Right. Yeah.
And you brought her home, I suppose, to... Where did you first live?
We lived in California for a couple of years. Then we've been in Atlanta for over 40 years.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
40.
Yes. I mean, the church I founded with 28 people is now 32 years old.
Actually, that's hard for me to believe. And by the way, that's one of the most beautiful churches I have ever seen. Church of the Apostles in Atlanta. If you're looking for a place to go, I've had the honor of being in that pulpit a few times. And that's where you said to me, would you like a Red Bull? I'll never forget it. I said, this is a full service church. When I'm preparing for my sermon,
yeah,
and you come and you say, would you like a Red Bull? So you've been in Atlanta, you preach, but you have a huge ministry around the world,
right,
on TV and radio.
Right.
We don't have time to get into that right now, but I want people to know that if they want to find out more about you, they can go to Leading the Way, ltw.org. ltw.org. What day is today?
24th.
Wednesday? Is today Wednesday? This always happens
Wednesday.
To me. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of April. In hour two today, I'll be speaking with Milo Yiannopoulos, if you can believe it, folks. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back with Michael Youssef.
And I have to leave. Won't you please excuse my frankness?
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together. Weekdays 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
In today's mobile world, a landline may be an unnecessary expense, but your home telephone number is important to you. You've had that same number for years. It's in the church directory, the doctor's office has it, old friends can find you in directory assistance. Now there's a solution. With OurOldNumber.com, you can get rid of your expensive landline, keep your home telephone number, and your friends and family can reach you wherever you are. Whether you're just out running errands or down south for the winter, you'll never miss an important call. Calls to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which person they wish to speak with, and the call is immediately forwarded to that person's cell phone. It's the perfect solution. There's no equipment to buy or long-term contracts. OurOldNumber.com even eliminates those annoying sales calls. It's so easy to sign up. Just go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started. You'll be glad you did. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can tell by the Elton John music, probably. I'm talking to my friend Michael Youssef about his new book, The Third Jihad. I want to tell you, remind you, that tonight I'm going to be on Fox Nation. I don't know if it's 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. with Tom Shalhoub. It's a quiz show. Some of the most fun I have ever had. Last night I was on Tucker Carlson. If you haven't seen the clip, please check it out. And in hour two today, we have Milo Yiannopoulos. But getting back to my friend Michael Youssef. Michael, this book is a provocative book, and that's why we got in trouble with the British government.
That's right.
Where does that stand right now? Because, again, the documents, when I read my name in these transcripts, I thought I'm living in Nazi Germany. It was very frightening.
It is. The lawyers have responded with details. First of all, that particular code of communication in their government code doesn't apply to us at all. It only applies to the news services if you give misleading news.
Okay, so what you're telling me, though, is that they're intimidating you deliberately.
Absolutely.
And what I find really interesting is that if you were not the head of a huge organization with money and lawyers, I mean, the idea that you're having to pay lawyers to find the documents, and even though you're totally innocent and you know this, you're having to do this.
Yep.
And this is one of the ways that obviously, whether it's a police state or any kind of totalitarian state, they begin to bully people because they know you have no recourse.
Right.
In other words, you're going to spend some money, we're going to push you around, and they have the power of the state to do that. But again, I wanted to have you on so that people understand this is happening now.
Yeah.
It happened to you. It's happening to me because I interviewed you, and it's about this book. And so this book is so important. This is The Third Jihad. That's why I want to talk to you about this book. I hope people will buy the book and read the book. So for those who are just tuning in or who are unfamiliar with your thesis, tell us about The Third Jihad.
Everything, including the title of the book, is taken from their writings, the writings of Islamists. Again, I keep making the distinction. Every media program I've been on hundreds, I make a distinction between Islamists and Muslims. I have many Muslim friends. They are actually more against the militant Muslims than I am. And I can tell you some more about this later, about President Sisi, for example, and the stand that he took against militant Islam.
So Sisi in Egypt is basically a good guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. Yes, absolutely.
And our relations with him, the Trump administration's relations with him are positive.
Absolutely. He was never invited, not once, during the Obama administration. He was treated like a guy who conducted a coup when he had nothing to do with the 30 million people who went to the streets and demanded the removal of the Muslim Brotherhood. So the Muslim Brotherhood goes out, and they come to America, and they go to England, and they're stirring up trouble in these two countries. And they're training and recruiting people to run for political office. This is part of the jihad, you see. It's not just terrorism. In fact, some of the intellectual jihadis don't really like terrorism. They want to infiltrate the, and take the system from the inside.
Okay, they've done this in England.
They've done it
there's
in
no,
England.
There's no question.
And look at the speech that Congressman Omar gave to CARE. CARE is basically a front for the Muslim Brotherhood in America.
Congresswoman Omar, I have to say, when she first came in, some people asked the question. I was talking, I think it was on my radio program. It must have been in last November, and we did a call-in show.
Right.
And somebody called in and said, how is it possible to have a Muslim run for Congress? She's wearing a hijab. She took the oath. And I said, just as I know you would say, no one in America can have a problem with a Muslim running for office. There's nothing wrong with that. That's absurd.
Yes.
Atheists can run for office.
Right.
Any kind of Christian, anyone can run for office. The question is, do they have fidelity to the U.S. Constitution? That's the question. And so I defended Omar.
Right.
But in the months since, it has become clear to me that, in fact, she is a Trojan horse.
Yeah.
She has been sent here by the enemies of American self-government, that the more she says, the more I'm convinced that she is the enemy of America as we have known it, and she's going to use her power and her bully pulpit and the naivete of the left to push these things forward.
Her protection. Her protection as a congresswoman. But look what she said in a speech to CARE. CARE is the Islamic organization in America, which is a front of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
She gave a speech in Beverly Hills.
Sorry, it's spelled C-A-I-R, CARE.
Right.
And yes, they are bad guys.
Well, they are militant, and they are pro-Sharia. And she gave the main speech, the annual speech, not long ago, a few weeks ago. And she called upon Muslims to raise hell in America. Secondly, and I'm quoting, this is word for words, huh? Nobody can deny that because somebody did something on September 11, it doesn't mean that we need to be intimidated. Somebody did something on September 11.
Yeah.
There were not Islamist militants who did this. And that in itself, it just smacks at sensitivity to even the American life.
Well, I think the issue where it gets complicated is, in some ways, there's truth to that, right? She says, listen, some of these maniacs did this thing, so that has nothing to do with your average Muslim. That's correct. But the problem is, she is not an America-loving, freedom-loving average American, and neither are the representatives of CARE. And so in a creepy way, you know, because, you know, every lie has some truth in it.
Right.
And so what the Muslims who are doing what you're talking about, what they do is they use the freedoms of the West to work against the West.
Exactly. And she said, I love freedom and why I came to America. But look, in this book, The Third Jihad, I have a big section on the Somalis in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And the operation they're running between here and Mogadishu, Somalia. And it will make people literally sit up and take notes.
Okay. Omar was elected to Congress by those Somalis.
Exactly.
Okay, number one.
Yes.
Number two, how is it that there are Somali Muslims in Minnesota?
There is a large number because they work in abattoirs and in meat packing plants.
But how did they get there? It's just such a strange thing. Minnesota, Somalia. What happened?
Well, they came because they are experts on meat packing, just like the Yemenis many, many years ago came to Michigan for the car plants. But these people were coming as refugees. They just want to be Americans. The Somalis are here on a mission. And I'm not saying all of them, nobody can ever make that statement. But so many of them are still connected with Al-Shabaab, which is this is the arm of the ISIS. ISIS has many, many children all over the world, in Indonesia, in India, as we've seen in Sri Lanka, and elsewhere around the world. And in the end, somebody said that's a womb that's producing all these people. But actually, to me, terrorism, horrible as it is, I literally wept when I saw those babies being blown up in Sri Lanka not long ago on Easter Sunday. But
a few days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Yeah. Christians being murdered. And, of course, the news media is uncomfortable because it doesn't fit their narrative. In their narrative, Christians are wicked.
Yeah.
Christians are the troublemakers. And, of course, they call them Easter worshipers.
Easter worshipers. Never Obama nor Hillary Clinton called them Christians worshiping on Easter Sunday. Said Easter worshipers. Were they worshiping the bunny or worshiping the Easter egg? Or what's an Easter worshiper? It doesn't make sense. But, you see, this whole idea, right-wing Christian, is the man who bombed the New Zealand mosque is an atheist. And he said that repeatedly on Facebook, on social media. He's an atheist. They call him right-wing Christian.
They did?
Absolutely.
See, actually, I heard that, but to hear from you again. Well, again, we're working against a narrative. I hope people will get your book, The Third Jihad, because you explain all of this. The idea, Michael, that we have Somalis who are in Minnesota who have elected Representative Omar, who you say are in touch with Al-Shabaab, which is in touch with ISIS. This is amazing. The news does not cover what you're saying.
Well, we have another one from Michigan, Talib, who is also in connection with Hamas. She's a Palestinian, and she is a congresswoman from Michigan. And they all work in cohort with the left wing. The first time I've ever seen the left wing, I mean, really leftist marrying their left ideology to Islam was President Nasser of Egypt, where I lived in the 60s, and I saw him doing that.
Hang on one second. I want to continue this conversation. Folks, the book is The Third Jihad with Dr. Michael Youssef. We'll be right back.
Too late.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A British security official has confirmed a report identifying one of the Sri Lanka suicide bombers as a man who studied in Britain between 2006 and 2007. The official confirmed a report by Sky News identifying the man as Abdul Latif Jamil Muhammad. The official said today that British intelligence officers were not watching Muhammad during his stay in the country. The official spoke on condition of anonymity today. The sensitive nature of the investigation is ongoing. The President and First Lady in Atlanta today talking about the opioid crisis. And the First Lady says that the administration will not stop trying to help pregnant mothers and their children overcome the effects, as women of childbearing age are said to be the biggest demographic of those vulnerable to addiction, I should say, by prescription drugs. On Wall Street right now, the Dow struggling a bit. It's down about 48 points. The NASDAQ off by 8. This is SRN News.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together. Weekdays, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking with Dr. Michael Youssef about his new book, very important book, The Third Jihad, Overcoming Radical Islam's Plan for the West. This is incendiary material. Unfortunately, it's true. Dr. Youssef, you know probably the work of Baroness Caroline Cox. She
Absolutely.
Has been a voice, a heroic voice.
Met her many times, yeah.
Speaking on the same issue.
Yeah.
She's a member of the House of Lords in Parliament.
Yeah.
There's almost no one but Baroness Cox
right.
speaking out. Britain seems to me well on the way to being lost
yeah.
in this third jihad.
The two or three others are helping her. Lord Pearson is one of them. And they really are, but they're a small voice, very small voice. I was in the House of Lords, was entertained by three senior members of the House of Lords last October. And we talked about this, and they understand the problems. In fact, some of them would kind of speak hushly because we were in a big room and a lot of people there.
I wonder if TBN UK would air this conversation on their British stations. I hope they might do that in full, because the British people need to understand,
yes.
Number one, you and I love Muslims. We have
Absolutely.
Friends who are Muslims. So we're not talking about Islam or Muslims. We're talking about a certain brand of Muslims
exactly.
who want to undermine the freedoms of the West
right.
in Europe and in the United States of
right.
America. It is happening now. We need to warn them. You have done so by writing a whole book about it
yes.
called The Third Jihad.
And it comes from the writings in Arabic. You see, I read Arabic still, and I read people like Yusuf Qardawi, who, by the way, they're intellectual kind of brain trust of the Islamist, and he is no longer able to go back to his home country, Egypt. He's barred from going there. So he lives in Qatar. Writing and stirring up. So I have a lot of material. In fact, all of my material is what they say. It's not what I think, or it's what some right-wing conservative thinks. It's what they write. They said, this is how our third jihad, they call it our third jihad. Our first jihad stopped in France in the midst of 600 by Charles Martel. Second jihad, 1400, came to Vienna and stopped. Now this is our third jihad. And they're really saying, well, we're going to do it with intimidation, but we're going to do it with birth rate, and we're going to do it by infiltrating the political system. And it's right there from their material.
I don't think anybody's had the brazenness to say such a thing, but the only parallel I can think of when I hear the third jihad is the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there are people willing to use the tools of democracy
right.
and the naivete
exactly.
of a biblically illiterate
yeah.
population
mm.
to bring in an ideology which is the enemy of freedom,
yeah.
which is the enemy of everyone in Great Britain, the enemy of everyone in the West.
Yes.
It is happening now in America. You've bravely written this book, The Third Jihad, but we're trying to ring the bells.
Yeah.
But the same thing happened, Michael, when Hitler was rising to power.
Right.
He wrote the book called Mein Kampf.
Exactly.
And in that book, he laid out his ideology. No one paid attention. Now, it's hard to make an excuse because that's in German. It's not so difficult. People can say, well, I've never heard anything like this. You have done the research. You've read the Arabic. You have written this book based on, as you say, what they have said.
Exactly.
This is not your distortion.
No.
You're using their words.
Yeah.
So what do they say?
Well, they say we have been, ever since the rise of Islam in the middle of 600s, we've been wanting to overtake Europe because that's a big prize. Rome, to them, is the ultimate in their victory and in terms of proving the world that Islam is superior Christendom.
Right.
And they've been trying to do this for a long, long time. Then it went into their own dark ages when the Ottoman Empire became the sick man of Europe. And so now, with the rise of the oil, they began to say, okay, maybe this is our chance. And I'm not saying all of the Arabs or all of the Muslims.
But can we deny that Saudi Arabia, which has been an ally of the U.S., has used its wealth to help these people about whom we're speaking?
They had in the past. Right now, Prince Salman is really genuinely trying to bring Saudi Arabia out of that domain.
Okay.
In fact, he is the nemesis. I mean, he's really against the Muslim Brotherhood.
Okay.
And that's why he united with Egypt and the Gulf states against countries like Turkey, Qatar, and Iran, who are supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and Islamization. He is trying to really change that image. But in the 70s and the 80s, they poured in hundreds of billions of dollars all over the world on madrasas and education system.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Saudi Arabia was and played a very major role. But one has to always be truthful. I'm watching, I'm reading, I am seeing, I'm examining, and the young prince is trying to move Saudi Arabia from that orbit.
Well, that's, of course, hugely encouraging, and I'm glad to hear you say that to me. I know that he met with a number of evangelical
leaders. I was invited, but I couldn't go. Yeah.
I was not invited, and I could go. but seriously, it's that's encouraging. We're going to go to another break. Folks, the book is The Third Jihad, Overcoming Radical Islam's Plan for the West. The author is Dr. Michael Youssef, my guest for the hour. Stick around. Alvin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing, today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
If you feel that it's real, I'm on trial, and I'm here again, your prison. Like a coin in your mint, I am tempted, and I'm spared with hot treason. Through a glass eye, your throne is the one danger zone. Take me to the pilot for control.
Every time I hear that, take me to the pilot of your soul, I feel that means I want to take you to Jesus. That, Jesus is the pilot of my soul. Just in case you're scoring at home, you can write that down. I'm sitting here with my friend Michael Youssef. We're talking about his new book, The Third Jihad, Overcoming Radical Islam's Plan for the West. Michael, this is very important. I don't know how to underscore it sufficiently. We are in a battle. Most people in the West are asleep. Most people in the West don't want to think about this. Our cultural elites and our government leaders are selling us out. What can we do?
Well, I think it's about time for the people of all faith, because I know there are some Muslim people in this country who are really fighting Islamists. My friend from Arizona, his name escaped me, he has been on television day in and day out, and he's saying, I am fighting Islamists.
In other words, there are a number of pro-American, pro-freedom Muslims who are fighting what we would call the radicalized pro-caliphate, pro-Sharia Muslims who are trying to undermine the freedoms of the West.
Yeah. In fact, it's embarrassment to them. They do not want to identify with them. And they have organizations in America who are trying to fight that. But we're the Christians who have said, oh, no, we should take it on the chin, and we should not really even wake up to the fact that this could be dangerous for our children and grandchildren. And the idea that loving is, it doesn't mean you have to be stupid. And we love the people, and I have proven my love for the people. I'm going to be 71 this year, so I am not a young man. I've been around for a long time. I have proved my love for the Muslim people. I take the gospel to 169 million homes 24/7 on Malakot or Kingdom Sat because I love the Muslim people. Why do I spend sleepless nights and spend millions of dollars of taking the gospel to every corner of the globe, particularly in the Arab world? It's because I love them. If I didn't care, why would I be bothered? But I love the Muslim people.
Look, we have to make this point. We made it on your show when I interviewed you, the one that got us in trouble with the Brits. The point is that Christians are commanded to love our enemies.
Yes.
That means our ideological enemies. In other words, why do I have gay friends? Mm. Why do I have friends who are politically different from me? Yeah. Why do I have Muslim friends? No. Because I'm commanded to love people, and I do love them.
Yes.
Now, the difference is their ideology. We're playing all this Elton John. I know that Elton John is one of your neighbors in Atlanta, and I know that you love him.
Absolutely.
And I know that I love him.
I pray for him.
And the point is, you can love someone and disagree with them on some issues. And so this is not an issue of love.
Yes.
This is an issue of being practical.
Right.
And so when you make a point, in other words, when I make a point, I guess I want to make the specific point that it is when someone's ideology impinges upon freedom, that's when the red flag goes up. And
exactly.
So when LGBTQ activists say, not just I'm going to do what I'd like to do, but I'm going to force you
and your children
to applaud what I'm doing, I say, now you're impinging upon my freedom.
Yeah.
When Muslims practice their faith, I have no problem with that. But when their Muslim ideology becomes the kind of ideology that impinges upon my freedom of religion and my other freedoms, that's when we take a stand. So we're not taking a stand against being gay or being Muslim. We may have a difference, but the point, and we do have a difference.
Or even being a communist. I mean, we're faithists and agnostics.
That's
we pray
the point.
For them. Yeah.
And it's an important distinction. Yeah. I just wanted to make it so people don't misunderstand us.
But the demagoguery that comes out is like 30 plus years ago, I spent a little time talking to a gay lobbyist. And I said to him, I said, surely you must know that I love you as a person. He said, I know you say that, but unless you love what I do, you don't really love me.
Yeah.
And since then, of course, we had the homophobe, and of course, the Islamists learned from them, so they got the Islamophobe and all this phobe. I've never been afraid of anybody. I have no phobia of any kind. I love them all. But they do not want to hear that. That's the problem. And they are the ones who have the ears of the secular media.
Right.
And the secular media broadcast that message, Christians are haters, Christians are haters. No matter how many times we say, no, we're not. We love you.
Yeah.
We prove our love for you. They're going to keep saying it.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, is that Hitler was able to do what he did with the complicity of the naive West.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about
no
it.
Question.
And we had many people, many Christians in Germany, on liberals and conservatives, who allowed him to get away with what he did. We see the same thing now happening in America and the West, where people have a very naive view of Christianity, where they don't believe in fighting. They think fighting is unbiblical.
Yeah.
They forgot about David and Goliath.
Yeah.
They forgot about many things that sometimes God calls us to fight, sometimes with a sword or a slingshot, sometimes with words. But there's a time to fight, and it's not unloving to fight.
No, and Jesus walks in the temple, and he saw the corruption. What does he do? He turns the table upside down. I mean, they always make Jesus...
Oh, Jesus would never do that.
They make him
Are
look
you
like
sure?
A milk toast, you know, kind of a spineless Jesus. But the reality is, he was against evil, and he is against evil. And if we are going to be Christ-like, we need to speak the truth, speak it loudly, speak it in love. And we cannot allow the intimidation to get to us. That's the point of getting old. They're not going to intimidate me. I'm going to speak until the Lord takes me home.
I have to say, you have spoken bravely, and it's one of the reasons I love you so much. Even writing this book, The Third Jihad, I mean, to write a book specifically on this subject in a way that's obviously loving, it's why I wanted to have you on this program, because I said there are many Americans that don't know about this. They ought to buy the book. Overcoming Radical Islam's Plan for the West, we have to establish this is true.
Yes.
This is not something you made up.
No.
You're not a fanatic. You know this to be true.
Yeah.
And it's our obligation to tell people. If people don't listen, that's their issue. But, folks, I'm telling you, I wish Tucker Carlson would have you on to talk about this. I wish that others on Fox News would understand this is the ideological battle of our day. It ties into everything else. We'll be right back with Michael Youssef. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
In a garage by the motorway, he was born upon the two upon on a Christmas day.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he believes the idea of more probes by congressional Democrats amount to an ongoing witch hunt. And he says he has no plans of cooperating with those who want to go beyond what the Mueller report already revealed.
We're fighting all the subpoenas. Look, these aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020. They're not going to win with the people that I see, and they're not going to win against me.
President Trump, meanwhile, renewing his threat to close part of the southern U.S. border.
The president says a very big caravan of over 20,000 people is making its way through Mexico toward the United States. He tweets that Mexico must apprehend the immigrants, or we will be forced to close that section of the border and call up the military. The president warns that the coyotes and cartels have weapons.
This is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, and this is SRN News.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good, inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
You're the fiercest mama bear that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
There's nothing there at all. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Michael Youssef about his brand new book, The Third Jihad, Overcoming Radical Islam's Plan for the West. I would say, Michael, that first of all, people need to know what's in this book. People need to know what is happening. People need to pray about it. People need to fight. People need to elect the right leaders. Yeah. But also, we need Christian revival. Christian revival in the West. Yeah. Would change everything.
No question. But I often say, and by the way, I had the privilege of sitting at the feet of the man who is was a great authority on revival, written more books than anybody else, Dr. J. Edwin Orr, an Irishman. He was living in California when I lived in California in the 70s, and we befriended, and I learned so much from that man about revival. See, here's the problem. We are praying for a revival, but the Christians themselves, this is really the problem. God is not going to send a revival until we, the believers, stop living like those in the world.
Yes.
And try to imitate the world and do everything. I mean, there's no distinction now between Christians
and
Christians.
Well, give us some examples. What do you see?
Well, look at the most popular Christian television programs. They're all motivational, self-help. There's no repentance. Without repentance, the church can never experience revival. And repentance starts among the believers in the church. It's not just the outside.
I mean, that's a scriptural quote. That's a scriptural quote. Repentance starts in the house of God.
Absolutely. And until that happens, and we have become sensitive towards sin and repentance and guilt, instead of saying, well, you know, people have enough guilt and we don't want to make them feel worse.
Yeah.
And so we are now easing sin, allowing sin, permitting sin, and saying, well, it doesn't really matter as long as you have positive thoughts. As long as that is the general thinking in churches across America, how can God send a revival when we're not living
positive
the sanctified life?
This is pretty bad. We need repentance. We need a sense of sin. David Wilkerson, who in many ways was a spiritual father to me, he preached this.
Yes.
We need to have a sense of God's holiness.
Absolutely.
I think when we talk about the issue of abortion, that's the biggest one, that it's a tremendous sin. And I think maybe the reason people are afraid to see the horror and evil of sin is because they're unaware of the forgiveness and love of God. In other words, you're able to repent when you know God is there willing to embrace you.
Right, but also we have pride. Pride is that we can do it ourselves. We can really save ourselves. And the reason why the crosses are being removed from the public eye is because some way, subconsciously, reminds people that they are sinners and they need the Christ of the cross to save them. And they don't want to see it in public eye. It's a simple piece of wood, you know, the crossbar. But they don't want it in public. They're removing it. They're fighting it. That's a sin in the inside. But for us as believers, and so many of new churches saying, well, let's not put a cross in our building because it turns them off. We don't want to turn people off.
Unbelievable.
A lot of the new churches now have no crosses.
Unbelievable. Are you listening to this? Fortunately, we're going to keep you on into hour two. Folks, in hour two, more with Michael Youssef. And then most of the hour will be with our friend Milo Yiannopoulos. Very provocative and always very fun conversation with Milo. I want to remind you, I was on Tucker Carlson last night. Check out the video. It's on Twitter. It's on Fox News. It's on my Facebook page. And also, I'll be on with Tom Shalhoub tonight. Quiz show, foxnation.com. Check it out. Stick around. Done with hour one. Here comes hour two.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.